Hello there, is it possible if I could please speak with, is it Teresa Sinclair, please?
That's me.
Hi Teresa, my name's Billy, I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. How are you doing today, you okay?
From what?
Sorry, we're calling from MMA Legal and we're calling regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for due to your time within the care system.
All right.
Are you in a position to speak right now to do the claim or do you want to give
yes,
a call back?
Yes.
Perfect. No, so all I need to do yourself, Teresa, is make sure I've got your details down correctly. And what I will do from that point onwards is get your case sent off for submission for you today. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I'm just going to talk you through what we've got here. We've got your name as Teresa Sinclair. Was that the same name that you had while she was within the care system, darling?
Yes, yes. That's my maiden name.
Brilliant. And what's your, have you got any middle names or any other names that you may
No, no.
Perfect. What's your date of birth for me, darling?
It's 13/8/63.
You've got the same birthday as my brother and mine's the day after, mine's the 14th.
Oh, that's good.
Leo, then,
I just one brother.
Oh, really? That's crazy, because me and my brother are the same age for one day, and the day after I turn a year older.
Oh, right.
So I think it's classed as Irish twins, if I am correct. But
right, right.
And we've got an email down here for you. It's teresasinclair95@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, no problem. And this number is a best number for you if your line was to disconnect for any reason. Perfect. Can I please ask you for your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please, darling?
G667GA.
And is that Main Street in Glasgow?
Main Street, Lennox Town.
Do you want a door number? What's the door number, darling?
90A Main Street, Lennox Town.
90A?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that, darling. And in regards to yourself, I'm just going to get that popped on the system here. Now, I understand that you're a healthy person, but what we need from you, darling, we do need to let you know that we're not going to be clutching at straws to waste your time here today. You will be due back something. We take a brief statement from you. We don't require any evidence, and we will go and locate all your paperwork and all your documents so everything's in one place for you and you get the maximum amount that you possibly can. Now, we do need to let you know, you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government. And most importantly, you can instruct us under a private agreement. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, at the very end, the legal team will make sure they get you the maximum amount back, which they take 20% from it. So if you get £100,000, they take £20,000 and you take £80,000. Is that something you'll be happy with?
Aye.
So it just needs to make you aware of
it. Well, you get all the details because I was in a few homes.
Yeah, so what we do is we locate everything. We locate all your paperwork, and in the most professional way, the solicitors won't take anything less than what you're entitled to. We can tell you, each claim goes into the £100,000 at the moment. What we can tell you, just so we're not giving any false information, is that the average is at £48,000. But, of course, you could be looking at £100,000, you could be looking at £150,000. We just can't give you any false promises, so we can tell you £48,000 just for the time being. Is that okay with you?
Uh-huh.
Now, you said you were in a few places. How old was you when you were first placed in the care, darling?
Twelve
years old. And do you know why you were placed in the care?
Because my mum was not well. She had, schizophrenia. And plus, I wouldn't go to school.
So with that, Mum, again, you should have been given the correct curriculum. The Mum should have been given some sort of health and guidance there with, obviously, her mental health and things like that. They shouldn't have, obviously, put her in a worse situation, taking her children from her.
She turned around and says, my dad was there, and she turned around and says, well, my brother had got put into Belfield. So she says, I'll just take her, I can't control her. So they had to take me, do you know what I mean? Because my mum wasn't well enough.
Bless you. So obviously you've not been given the correct sort of curriculum or even the correct guidance from that procedure. So obviously I'm going to make sure that we have to submit it for you right away. Could I ask you what your mum was told, please, darling?
Eh? My mum's name, Margaret Sinclair.
Margaret Sinclair. And what was Dad's name?
Jackie Sinclair. John Sinclair.
No problem. That's just because if we were to find your files and for any reason they said we've got 10 Teresa Sinclairs on the system, we can say this is what her parents was called as well. Mm-hmm. What area did you grow up in before you were placed into care? What area did you grow up in? Was you in Glasgow?
Lennox Town,
Perfect, thank you for that. And you said you were placed into the care system. Now, what we require from you, the most important thing we will take is they understand you're a happy and healthy person to have a conversation with. But just to be on the safe side, if anything was to happen to you over the next few months with this claim ongoing, is there anybody...
I've actually been told that I get cancer.
Sorry to hear that. Let me just get that on the system here. So, so we can get it put on a bit of a fast track for you. I hope everything turns out okay with this. I hope that you have it well very soon.
It's in my lungs. I've got a cyst. I've got a tumour. And there's two wee things that say that it's doubled in size over a year. So they've been keeping an eye on me. Do you know what I mean? But I've got breathing problems in it as well. It's the COPD.
No problem. I've just got that all in the system so everybody is aware of your health issues. Just to be on the safe side with the issues that you have got at the moment, can I just ask you, of course we are hoping and praying that everything turns out fine with yourself, but if anything was to happen to you, is there anybody within your circle or even your family that you would be happy for this payment to go to if the worst was to happen to you?
Yes, my daughters. I've got four daughters.
Can I just take the eldest daughter's name there, or the one that you
Teresa James.
Is that Teresa the same as you?
Yes.
And Jenkins, the surname?
Our first name's Jean Teresa Jenkins.
Jean Teresa Jenkins. Thank you. I'll keep that on the system here for her, darling. And then that way she will be your beneficiary. So the payment will go to her, and of course you can then split that between herself and the siblings moving forward. Just to be on the same side there. Now, can I just ask you, when you was obviously placed into the care system, can I please ask you here, where was the first place that you was taken to, darling?
Cadros Park, no. Oh, what was the name of that place? Calder Park in Blantyre, I think it was.
Was it Calder Park?
Calder Park, That was the first place. I was only supposed to be in there for 3 weeks, but I think I was in for the 6 weeks, and then I get moved to...
Give me 2 seconds. I just need to get about Calder Park on here. So it's Calder... What part of Scotland was it in, darling?
Blantyre, I think.
Blantyre?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just have a look here. We'll just have a look here. Yeah, okay, so I've got that here. Let me just get this on the file. And you were you 12 years of age when you were sent here, darling?
Yes, aye. And that wasn't a very good place either, so it wasn't.
63. So I'm just going to get this on here for you, so we just need to make sure, because there's a few different places that you was in that we are filing it from the correct times and the correct years. So I'm just going to get a brief statement on Calder Park for you. Just give me 2 seconds. So let me just go on to this department here. So you said, so basically, she was taken from parents at the age of 12 and placed into the care of. And when you were here, you said you were supposed to be here for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 weeks. And how long did you end up here?
I think I get moved to Cadbury's Park.
No problem. Can I ask you, while she was here,
the first one I was in maybe 3 weeks, I think, or 6 weeks. I'm not 100% sure.
Don't worry about that. This is just brief information, so we know where to start locating the files and things like that. This is just rough information, so do not worry, and we don't require any evidence from you. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to run through a brief understanding of what it was like at Calder Park, but I'll have a few questions just to make it easier for you. Is that okay with you? So on arrival here, did anybody settle you in at all?
settling in.
Yeah, so did anyone explain to you that everything was going to be okay?
Did you feel that you had a lot of safety? Well, I actually knew people. I knew people that was in it, so I was not too bad. No, I don't mean the staff-wise. I knew that people that were in it, I knew that they were from Lennoxtown.
Can I ask you, when you was in this place, did you ever feel like, did they keep you in your bedroom secluded a lot of the time?
No, but see, when I was up, and then used to get me up in the morning, and the man would be, you'd put your house coat over the door, because he would be peeking through the keyhole and all that. And one time, two lassies ran away, and he made me polish 20 pair of boots. And he was telling me to do a handstand, and I says, no, I'm not doing a handstand. I says, because I've got an eye on. Do you know, so I think that was abuse, I think.
Yeah, of course it is, definitely.
Do you know
can
what I mean?
You remember
like, the time? At the time, I didn't realise that. If you know what
of
I mean,
course,
I didn't.
Yep.
I was away and I went, but I knew, I says, no, I'm not doing any handstands. So he made me polish 20 pair of boots, and I was up past the night to deal with that. There was quite, kind of, and he says, watch when he comes in the morning to get you up. And I had to put my house coat out of the door and try and hurry up and get ready.
Because right.
so, he was speaking through, I don't know what he was doing, do you know what I mean? It was me.
Can I ask you showers and things like that? Did he ever assist you to the showers whilst you were here?
No, I can't mind the showers.
Don't worry, do you ever remember getting picked on by any of the other children here or any of the staff quite being physical towards
well,
you?
One of the staff, this was up in Perth. One of the places up in Perth.
Is this not at Caldecott? Okay, so we just need to talk about Caldecott at the moment just so I can make sure I've got everything piled off in the correct places.
Caldecott, that was the 20 pair of boots had to polish and that. And the man
and
was always. The man was in Perth, do you know what I mean?
Here?
Eh?
Did he ever be physical to you here? Did he ever hit
No, it was, no.
It wasn't physical.
No.
It was more mental.
Uh-huh.
It impacted me from a young age. We'll just get that down here. And did you always get food and things like that, which you remember in this place?
Yes, I was used to stay up in the morning and do the kitchen.
So you did get food and things, that's not an issue. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get that typed in regards to the time that you was at Caldecott, and then we'll move on from there and we'll get on the second stages. The reason why I'm just asking you to go through it in stages is because we'll be approaching all the different local authorities. So I just want to make sure that we've got everything down for you. We're not missing out on anything. And that way we can do our very best to make sure that we get you the maximum amount that you can get back.
Uh-huh.
Now, after Caldecott, where is it
that
you
was paying? Yes, I can't remember the name of it. It was a Crosby Faith prison.
Let me have a look on. Let me just have a look online.
And it was like a big house. And there was one of the teachers that was in there came from Chipperfield. It was at my school, and he slapped my face.
Give me 2 minutes, darling. I'm just having a look for this place for you to see.
All right, I can't remember the name. It's been that long.
Faith and Crosby prison in Scotland.
Let me just have a look on it,
for you, darling. So it would have been on Edinburgh Road. Let me just have a look for you. We'll just try and get the name. Would it have been former children's home by any chance, if you remember?
Oh, I really don't know, but I know it was...
Oh, Henrose?
I couldn't tell you, honestly.
Don't worry, let me get that on here for you. So let me just get it on here. Perth Children's...
Because I ended up around a wee bit.
Perth Children's Home. I'm just going to get down the location of it here.
Mm-hmm.
Get this on here. Heading the road. We'll just get that down here for you. And then again, that was in 1975. No problem. And can I ask you, when you went to the children's home in Perth, I'm just going to ask you to give me a brief understanding of what you've had to deal with in here.
Just that teacher, he was from St. Ninian's in Kempenchalk, and he was saying I was a cheeky, and he was a hood, and he slapped my face. And so I phoned home to my dad and told my dad, because I'd been out of the office, and I said, the teacher slapped my face. And
was that on arrival, or was that a while after being there, if you remember?
It was just, I was only there about a day, and I had got slapped. I must have been cheeky or something, I don't know.
Pop you on hold for 2 seconds, darling, just because with this system at the moment, I think we're having some technical issues, and for some reason it's playing up here at this moment time. Let me just see if it's allowing me to do it this way for you. Give me 2 seconds. Right, 1 second. Get this on here for you. Let me see if I'll let me take it over to the next stage here. Brilliant. Okay, so when I arrive here, again, yeah, with no empathy. And you said it was a male staff member.
It was a male staff.
And you said you phoned your dad?
Yes.
And what happened when you told dad? Did he do anything about it, or did they say you were lying?
Well, he spoke to the headmaster and says, my daughter's really upset. But after that, we ran, these other two girls ran away. And we went to, where did we go to now? Johnston. And then we had to run away to this last, I don't know. We ended up in the airport. but instead of going back there, I got took to Cardiff Park.
Can I just ask you, whilst you was at the children's home in Edinburgh, on Edinburgh Road in Perth, how long would you say you was here for?
I was only there for about 2 weeks, that's that.
Around. Can I ask you, when you was here as well, did they leave you? Did they lock you in your dorms or anything?
No.
Can I ask you, was food always an option here?
I would get fed, aye.
Yeah. And can I ask you, when you was also in this place, did any of the staff ever be physical towards you, other than that staff member? Did he ever push you around or restrain you?
That for that staff, and then this lassie said she was a top dog or something like that, and she helped me with a bit of toast, but I hurt her back with a bit of toast, and she wasn't happy, so, do you know what I mean? So we got into trouble with that.
I'm just going to get that down here for you, and then I will go on to the second place where you was, darling. So let me just get that here.
I can't even remember the name of the place. It's been that long.
Don't worry, we can find it, because it's not. It took me 2 minutes to find the actual address of it anyway. So whether the place is going into liquidation or not, we know what sort of areas to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that as well. In regards to your case here, just having a look for you, what I'm also going to do for you as well is get your... account submitted off for you today to make sure that we can get you the very best and get it submitted off so everything's already on the roll for you. After the children's home in Edinburgh, on Edinburgh Road in Perth, can I ask you, let me just get that on here for you, that it was in Perth, actually.
There's another van in Aberdeen, I don't know. I don't know how long I was in that.
Don't worry, let me just get that down here. I'm just getting... Okay, was in Edinburgh...
Oh, aye, there were loads of men in the room, because... Aye.
Can I ask you, while she was in this place in the children's home in Perth, was there any sexual abuse here, or did you feel uncomfortable here at any time?
Just by that man slapping me. I don't know why he slapped me. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what that was all about. And there was another wee girl. I don't know what he's done to her.
Bullying and things like that, they shouldn't have been allowing that. And
no,
also, they
no.
should have never put their hands on you in any way, shape or form.
No.
Whatever years it's not acceptable whatsoever. Now, can
no.
I ask you, after the place where you was in Perth?
After that one, I went to Aberdeen. I can't remember the name of that place. But I went out to school at that one. But they used to lock me in a room because I wouldn't have... there was 40 a dorm, but I wouldn't have... Because I seen a leech or something like that, and I was scared, so they looked me in this room and they said, I kept opening the door and shutting it, and she says, if you don't, we'll take all your clothes off. I says, no, you'll not take all my clothes off. That's not right. You know what I mean? So I had that to cope with. Do you know what I mean? That was it, the one in Aberdeen. I can't remember the name of the place. But I went out to school in that, and it was, run by the church. It was a church that ran it. You know,
And can I ask you, was any of the people who worked here with you, the staff, was they ever physical towards you in any way, shape or form? Would they speak to you nice, or...?
Well, because I was a Roman Catholic, she was like, I can't take you to chapel, I need to take you to the church. And I says, well, my mum will want me to go to the chapel. So she says, my man will not be happy. That was the only time she wasn't happy with me. Because I was going to, she could take me to chapel, but it was a job to take me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think I ended up going to the church rather than go to the chapel, because...
Can I ask you, while she was here, did anybody ever used to restrain you or say they would restrain you and hold you by force or anything like that?
No, that I can remember, no. I think I was a bit wild myself, you know what I mean?
And
I think that's how I managed to cope with the punishment, do you know what I mean?
What was the punishment?
That time that man was trying to pair of boots for two lasses running away, and then
in the Aberdeen Children's Home, if you were to do anything wrong while she was in there, what would happen? Would they keep you locked in your bedrooms at any time? Would they
you would be locked in your room, Ma. You'd be locked in your room.
And did any of the other children pick on you in here?
No. That was the one I went to school.
I was allowed to leave the Can I ask you here, did any of the staff ever help you to the showers or say they had to watch you shower or anything like that at all?
No.
No problem. Can I ask you, was food always an option in the
Afternoon? The only thing they done, that was the other one, they asked to see my towel to make sure I had my period.
And was that in the Aberdeen Children's Home?
No, that was in the other, was that the first one? I think that was the colder back one.
I'll go back over that for you, give me a second. I'm just on the Aberdeen Children's Home at the moment. I know we've been back and forth, but just want to make sure I've got everything spelled off correctly. While she was always also in Aberdeen Children's Home, was there any punishments where they'd leave you out in the hallway at the night time in the dark and the cold, or keep you locked in any other rooms separated from the other children?
There was a wee room you had to get in yourself. Aye. I think you were locked in it, but I used to open the door all the time.
I used to open. Okay. And do you ever remember the children, sorry, the staff in this place at all laying their hands on you in any way, shape or form, using the slip or all the belt?
No, that I can, no. No, that I can remember. No. Didn't think so.
How long would you say you was in the Aberdeen Children's Home for?
I wasn't in any of them long. About a week to 2 weeks after that. Because I went to Cardross Park and I was in there for 3 years.
So after her, you went to Cardross Park. Let me just get that on here for you. Give me 2 seconds. That was on here. Give me 2 seconds.
What level is
being And also, let me just get that on here as well. I just want to get that situation that you said about your periods earlier. Was that when you were in the, was that in the Calder Park?
Calder Park, I think it was, aye, because I think they say that I was, because I think I get home at weekends, and there was, there's a suspected spam. Because I was home and they were saying I was going with boys and that, which I wasn't. Do you know what I mean? So they had to make sure that I'd had my period or something like that. Oh, I don't know what they've done that
it's
for.
It's not acceptable. And after that, where did you go, darling? After the Aberdeen Children's Home, where was it that you ended up staying?
Cardross Park was the last place, and I stayed there. They kept me there. I was only supposed to be there for 6 weeks, but they kept me there for 3 years, and I'm now to school. That place was okay.
So, I'm already aware of Cardross Park. A lot of people have already filed claims against me, so I'll make sure that I get that sent off again.
Cardross Park, they were quite all right, because I'm now to school and that, and I get home at the weekends as well with that.
And you were there for around three years?
About 3 years, aye.
About 3 years, no problem. We'll just get that on.
Because I had a job to come out to as well. And that's how I managed to get home early.
When you arrived at Cardross Park again, did any of the staff settle you in or give you any empathy?
Just took into the office and the man was nice. He was, I was with him if any of the staff were annoying me or that. I would just go into the office and tell them.
Can I ask you, when you were placed at Cardross Park, did you have to share a room with other children or did you have to share a room yourself?
It was about four children.
What other children? And was them children ever picking on you or anything like that at all in here?
No.
And we all got along. Can I ask you in here, was there any nastiness from any of the staff? Did they ever hit you in any way, shape or form or push you around?
The woman, she just took my fags. Every time she was on, she took my fag. We get 4 fags a day, but she took my fags because I must have been cheeky. Do you know what I mean? So that's the punishment you got with your fags soaked.
Can I ask you, did they ever keep you locked in your bedroom at all as a punishment?
They were only that once. I was locked in, but, and then because she went like, you come back out that door, you have to take your clothes off. I said, no, you'll never take my clothes off. That was only once. They've never done it again, said it again or anything. Because I went down to the office and said that, I know. Because when I go down to the office, at them, I got a cigarette.
And can I also ask you, when you was in Cardross area, was there ever any situations where the staff would be sexual towards you in any way?
No.
Did they ever assist you down to the baths or to the showers whilst you were showering?
No, you were allowed to do that yourself.
Not an issue. And also, can I ask you, did they allow you to see your family on the weekends and things like that, or did you stop weekend
visit? Yes, ma'am. Family came up. Sometimes they would come up, sometimes they wouldn't. It just depends. Or I would go home. Just depending how my mum and that was. I'd get home for the weekend, do you know what I mean?
I'm just sorry, I'm just writing this down for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
It's just trying to remember.
Which is understandable, and I'll always have you onto WhatsApp as well, so I can constantly keep you updated and track your claim. And if you want to actually ask me any questions at any time, you've got direct contact there with me at all times.
All right.
And also, that way, easy for you to stay on the same page. So if there's some things that you forgot to mention to me, then you can always let me know, and then that way I can make sure that I update everything for you the best way that I possibly can to make sure that you get the that you deserve. Now, in regards to yourself, obviously each cases are different, so I will go ahead and make sure that I get this sent off for you today. But really, I understand that with the way that you have been failed and impacted throughout your years, can I ask you what kind of impact has it had on you now? So, for an example, do you struggle to build relationships with new people and things like that and trust people?
Yes, aye, because I felt as if I was like shunned away, kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Left out and alone. Yeah. I need still to listen. Sorry about that. Me just speaking to you, you understand, like I say, you've had your times within these places, but it isn't something that would ever infect you, that would ever leave you. It's something that would always be there at the back of your mind, which I have got that just for you, which is obviously to have that of conversation. Everybody's impacted in various different ways, but you've not been given the correct curriculum to grow and to move forward with your life, because, of course, you've had to keep this bottled up for so long. And that's why I can reassure you that we will go ahead and get you that very best of the justice that you do deserve. Now, what I am going to do for you, darling, let me just get that down on here, is do you have WhatsApp at all?
WhatsApp? No.
You don't? Is there anybody with you who can help you watch the weather at this moment in time? Because all I require from yourself is a picture of your ID, and we need proof of address, which is any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It's just that we need that to prove that it is you that's making the claim.
Oh, my daughter's sitting, she's getting WhatsApp.
Can I take your, is your daughter the one that we've used as a beneficiary?
No, this is my other one. She's the youngest.
She's the youngest. Is she over the age of 18?
Uh-huh.
What's her name? We'll use her as a beneficiary just for now.
Christina.
Christina, perfect. We'll keep Christina as your beneficiary. Is it Christina Sinclair?
No, Christina Jenkins.
Jenkins, sorry about that. So what I'm going to do, darling, can I take Christina's number? I'm just going to bob her a message over on WhatsApp.
Yes.
And also, I'm going to keep her as a beneficiary, just so we've got the contact number there for her as well.
She's
aware of what's
good.
Going on. She's sat beside you.
Right, that's good. I think she's talked to showing out everything.
Can you ask her to read her number out to me whenever she's
ready? Yes, you read her number out. Your number is there.
It's 07349.
Yep.
146437.
Yep. No problem. Now, if you want to ever track Mum's claim at any time, you just bob me a message and I'll let you know where her case is up to. And if there's anything you need, then, of course, you can message me on her behalf. That's not a problem whatsoever.
Okay.
What I'm also going to do whilst you're on this call, and you can hear this as well, is I'm going to set a password on Mum's account, because she can look at anything up to £150,000. She could look at £200,000. Each case is different. But what will happen is you may get a call over the next few weeks where you can say, we can pay you £1,000 up front as a settlement. And a lot of people are accepting that, not realising that the tricking you into accepting an under-settlement figure. And, of course, if you're going to look at 100,000 to 1,000, there's a big difference there. Now, how many children is it you've got, Teresa? Is it four children you've got?
Four children, four daughters.
Four daughters. So should we put your password as four girls? And then that way, nobody will know that. That will be very important for you to keep hold of. We've got a password as four girls. If anyone calls you and they don't know that password, then you know it's nobody that you should be speaking with. Mm-hmm. And if it is anybody important, they will call you back with that password. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to text that over to Christina now. Now, Christina, Before I get you to send over Mum's ID and proof of address, there'll be a document that comes through to Mum's mobile number now. I'm going to send it while she's on the call with me. Let me just see if it'll come through for 2 seconds.
Okay.
And the document that will come through, it'll just state everything that I explained to Mum earlier. So if the case is unsuccessful for any reason, she won't be charged. And if it is successful, at the very end of the procedure, the legal team 20%. So for an example, if Mum got £100,000, the legal team would take 20 and Mum would take 80. And that will just reassure you that they won't take anything less than the justice that she deserves. Now, we can't take it any further until Mum sends that back to state that she's happy. Now, it's a link that will come through to her mobile number. The second that she presses on the link, it will take her straight to a box. The second she pops her signature in that with her finger, she just presses execute document, and that should come directly straight back through to me. Now, I'm just going to see if it'll let me send it out. We've had a few technical issues in the office this morning with this document, so knowing my luck, not going to send, but let me just try it. If not, perfect. So that should be coming through to Mum as a text message right about now. If you could load that for me, that would be fantastic. It will come through to her email as well, which is Theresa Sinclair at 95.
Well, click on the text message or the email.
The text message would probably be easy for you to load, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp so you've got somewhere to send it over to.
Right, you just need to sign, put your signature there.
It probably won't look like your signature, it never really does.
And I just write it. Oh, wait a minute, what have I just done? Not cancel that. Right, sorry, do that again. Yeah. And then execute all documents, is that right?
Yes, please, and that should come straight back through to me.
Perfect. Just as well you're there, because I haven't done
it.
To be honest with you, you could make it a lot easier because obviously we speak to a lot of the older clients. Like you've got 80-odd-year-olds that you speak to, and I think they're not going to be very technical with WhatsApp and things like that. But the way Scottish redress work is, in a second when you send your proof of address, which is any letter dated to you in the last 3 months, we need the full letter. Now, I know we can see everything that's on there, but they will knock it back. They'll use any reason they can not to pay out because they don't want to pay out. It's a government-run scheme. They'll hold on to it as much as they possibly can. So if we don't follow their format, they'll just knock it back, and then all that's going to do is cause delays on yourself, because if there's any reason they can ignore us, they will.
All right, then. Well, that's the signature done anyway.
Perfect. I've also just bobbed you a message over, darling, on WhatsApp. If you could just quickly look at that for me and send me a picture of Mum's ID and proof of address. Now, ID can be anything from driver's licence, passport, provisional, and also proof of address can be any letter dated to Mum in the last 3 months. I sent that through to you and with the password as well.
Hold on, I just need to add my last account. That's my gas bill. Right, is that a gas bill okay?
Gas bill's perfect. What's the date on it?
I think it's recent. The 21st. January 25th.
Just because it's the 21st of January, they might say it's out of date.
Well, that's a promo rate, I think.
It doesn't matter what the letter is, as long as it's got like a date on there with 3 months on it.
Okay,
I've got
that
message. Perfect.
Well, what about that? Is that there? Just to get it. Well, it's not the date on that. 18th of March, that's
that should be okay.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Just send a picture of the pool.
Yes, please, darling.
Right.
And then with my bus pass there.
Bus pass will be perfect.
That's only There we go. Have they came through okay?
Sorry?
Have they came through okay?
They just come through now. Let me just see. Perfect.
Right.
That's fantastic. So what I'm going to go ahead and do now is I'm going to submit the case off. Now, the case will be submitted at this instant. We say it'll take around 7 days before, well, as soon as we've got the reference number back from Scottish Redress, that's a great response. And we can say it takes anything from 7 to 14 days to come through, which would usually take around a few days. As soon as we've got that back, we'll contact you directly with the solicitor to give you your first set of updates, which will be brilliant. And from that, it will just be in regards to waiting for us to get the documents and then taking it to the next steps in regards to the evaluation. So if there's anything you need from me, you bob me a message over on, I'll get your daughter too. That's not an issue. And if there's anything that I need from you, I will try and give you a call, but I'll also drop daughter a message as well, just so you're both in the loop with everything that we're going, that's going on over the next few stages. Is that okay with you?
That's okay, aye.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time. Also,
thank you
so much for going over that topic of conversation with me, and I will speak with you very soon, darling. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.